It is a privilege to be able to share the good news, and I am excited about what God is doing. Yes, we live in a time, ladies and gentlemen, where things are strange. We are living in a time where, as you know, you and I, we have the privilege of knowing about Jesus. That's you and I have been called sometime earlier, and so we have good news. Now, to the rest of the world, there is a lot of bad news. But I want us to make sure we stay focused and recognize that, all is well. Many have concluded that the world is upside down, and I can see why they say that. Things are off kilter. Some who behaved, or at least, some are actually behaving rather. In the past, well, they behave themselves in the past. Now they're acting rogue. That is not good. It is neither is it surprising. These days were foretold in your Bible. So let us explore. In response to a question about the last days, Jesus, leading up to his return, I responded to the last days. He made a statement, and I would like for us to just turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter, quickly and look at a few verses here, because the disciples, they were reminiscing about the stones that were used to construct the temple at that time. And of course, from the Jewish mindset, that is most important, or at least really one of the most important thing. And so they were talking about it, and he said, not one stone is going to be left upon another. And that really burst their bubble, so to speak. And so later on, he was on the Mount of Olives, which is where he normally would go sit down and talk with them. And they come to him privately, not in front of everybody, but privately. They want to know these things. They want to be in on it, so to speak. Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Well, they believe everything was going to come to an end. Well, to some extent, some things are going to come to an end, but not that way. Anyway, he went on describing, false prophets, wars and rumors of wars and famines and things like that, earthquakes and so on. But in the 12th verse, he says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Because iniquity shall abound. One translation said, because lawlessness. That's people operating without proper boundaries. Lawlessness shall abound. Well, it has abound. And all you have to do is just listen to the news on a regular basis, and you'll see all these things were foretold. You see individuals, as I pointed out, some who used to behave, all of a sudden they start to act strange, doing unlawful things. Both individuals and leaders and organizations, some governments, many have gone astray. They're increasingly out of control. Well, this is what Jesus was talking about. Lawlessness shall abound, and it is abounding. Now, society is adopting to this lawlessness, well, in several ways. One, by making laws, which in their mind is supposed to curtail this, not realizing this is a spiritual matter. And of course, so the more the laws really don't work, the more laws they make. And so we have a whole lot on the books, as they say these days. But what I want to point out to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that, many strange patterns in the way people behave, or being observed. That's what we're observing today. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I think I made reference to this the last time, but 2 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about these days. Let's turn to it. Because we need to understand what is happening. Not that we're going to join up. No, no, no. We're not going to. We're still going to go according to the word of God. We're going to live by every word of God. Matthew 4:4. That's our obligation. That's what we profess. But it says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. So all you have to do is just look at the news, listen to the various broadcasts and tapes and so on, and you'll see this being portrayed. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. You try to do good these days, and you find that all of a sudden you have a lot of enemies. No, no, you don't have to do them anything. The enemy is stirring them up against you. Having a form of godliness, you see that is happening all over the place. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Lawlessness is abounding. Just like it was in the days of Noah. Go back and look at Genesis, the 6th chapter. You'll see it. That's just exactly how it is today. Might seems to be the working principle. In other words, might make right. Those who have more power, they abuse it. That's what's happening. And in this backdrop, ladies and gentlemen, God has called us, that's you and I, to serve him. Yes, he's not calling us to a perfect world. He's calling us to one where there's chaos, confusion, to some extent destruction. And he's called us to serve him. Let's go look at our commission again in Matthew, the 28th chapter. And we just pick up a few verses where we are told what our assignment is. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 says, Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That alone should tell you that he has a plan. He has all power. And verse 19 says, go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. You remember a few early, those who may have been tuned in a little earlier, Brother Stephen was talking about the feast days are coming up. Yes, that's part of what Jesus observed, and that's what we are going to observe also. Teaching them to observe all things. Yeah, I know there are some who run off. They like those running a relay race and they leave the baton. You know you're going to lose that race. Well, there are some who have done the same. They ran off and they didn't find out what it is they're supposed to teach. Consequently, they don't talk about these things. Well, how much power can the people have when they hear the wrong thing? You know, Matthew 24 describes the commission. Again, it is given. I'm going for the record in Mark, the 16th chapter. And in verse 15, he says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. There it is. And so the point is that we are supposed to go. These signs are going to follow those who believe. Not everybody, but those who believe. And so the point here, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we are commissioned in a confused and upside down world, so to speak, where we are a witness to others. Now, as I said earlier, most of what you get on the news, the TV, the radio, newspapers, and so on, is bad news. But what we are announcing is good news. And we're announcing that a better way is coming by the hand of God. Too many people are lamenting about the conditions of the day as if they don't know the source. Yes, Satan the devil, yes, he's the one that's causing all this. But Jesus is going to put an end to his reign very soon. It's the nature of God to remove a person out of office after he prepares somebody else. And he's preparing a team now, and we are going to reign and rule with Jesus. We have talked about this on many occasions, and you all have to do is look into any of the articles or broadcast about the feasts of the Lord, and you get additional information. So he's coming very soon to put an end to all of this. In the meanwhile, you and I are witnesses to what he's doing. Now, and as I was saying, in the meanwhile, we, the servants of the Most High God, shall be a light. You remember in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 16, I'm not going to turn there, just paraphrasing, where he says we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. Well, that's what we are. We continue to let our light shine. Just by the way we live by every word of God. And other people are taking note of us. Oh yeah, you may think they're not, but I'm telling you, they are. And if you just do something they don't think you should do, you will quickly learn that they have been observing. So I'm saying we are the salt of the earth, while some think we are foolish. You know, to some people, we're just like a prey. They think we're a pushover. They're wrong. Now we praise God for our light shining. And Jesus announced that this good news is preached as a witness. Let's go back to Matthew, the 24th chapter, rather, and pick up that verse. I want to make sure we get it, because many folks don't see things happen immediately, and so some get frustrated. They don't fully understand it. As I said, God has a plan, and in verse 13 of Matthew 24, he says, "And he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." So we must endure. Yes, we're going to come up against obstacles, and we must endure. And continuing in verse 14, he says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness." Now, that's where many people fall off the track of truth. They think it is for conversion. No. People are converted, that's true, but our main goal is as a witness. It is the nature of God to always make announcement about what he is going to do. And so we're announcing that there is coming a better time, a better day, a better system called the kingdom of God. And we are doing this as a witness to all nations. In the process, yes, that's true. Some people get converted, like you and I. But primarily, it is as a witness. And we need to make sure we get this clear in our mind so we don't become frustrated when we don't see a lot of people run and join our church, or a lot of people run and say, "Well, I want to follow God." And so some people come because they want material things. People have different motives. I'm not going to speculate on that. All I'm saying is our purpose is to just make the announcement. God is in control, and he's going to do things as he see fit in the very near future. So what I am pointing out then, ladies and gentlemen, is that where this witness is going out, that's us. And the process, you know, as I pointed out, some people are converted, and I'm asking the question then, where do you stand? Are you in agreement? Do you grasp the magnitude of God's plan for mankind? It's a master plan. It's working out, and it's going to work very well for even the others who are deceived at this time. You know, you can read more about this in the articles on the kingdom of God, or in if the broadcast, you know, ask your pastor or whoever has been sharing this information with you. And you'll get more information so you can find out more about how things are going to be. That is what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about. The great period of time where God is going to open up everything worldwide. See, that's going to be bound. And everybody will have an opportunity when they didn't hear, so that they can hear the good news. All right. Some more explanation is given there. And I just encourage you to press on and acquire that information. Now, in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, I want to turn to it, because there is a paradox that is really outlined And I think it's easy for people to miss this. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1. It says, "The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Notice that now. The wicked flee when nobody pursues, but the righteous knows what is right. Therefore, they just go where the Spirit leads. And it may be in what we call dangerous areas. We are bold as lions. So this explains, ladies and gentlemen, the boldness of the people of God facing danger throughout the year. You can go back and look at the history. Fox's Book of Martyrs talk about some of what they endured and so on. And even the folks who translated the Bible, how many were put to death and that kind of thing. But they were as bold as lions. All the apostles and so on, I mean, they didn't worry about danger. They just went and do what God tell them to do. And that's how it is today. People are still taking the good news to dangerous areas on the planet. There are places, you know, where it is illegal to have a copy of the Bible. It is illegal to read it. It is illegal to switch from your false religion that doesn't work to the one that does work, that you find in the Bible where Jesus Christ is the focus. And yet we're still going with it. There are some who desire to kill just to stop this good news. That doesn't thwart us, doesn't thwart the saints. Oh no, we keep going. We, God's messengers, are going even in man-made prohibited areas. That's where they make the laws prohibiting us from going there. No, we still go. We have people who are bold enough and wise as serpents, harmless as doves, but they still go. And they bear a witness. Now in Revelation, the 11th chapter, it describes the mindset of people like that. It says they overcome him, because remember I said Satan, the devil, is the one behind all of this. So they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's what gives us the energy and the strength and the desire to keep going. The blood of Jesus has made it possible. And they love not their lives unto death. Are they threatened? Are they going to kill it? No, you keep going just the same. All right. In fact, let me digress for a minute and give you a quick story about what transpired. There was a gentleman who his job, his real assignment was just to carry Bibles to Uganda. That's just next door to Kenya. And he had gone over there. He was there for a few weeks, and it was time for him to go. Well, what happened was he went to the airport. And there was a power failure. So they had too many people that were booked on the flight. And the attendant just decided, well, we're going to take those who are first in line. And he was one of those. And of course, he got on the plane and he left. Well, unknown to him was that they were a goon squad, those people who go around killing folks. They came to the airport looking for him afterward. The plane had already gone. And he goes to show how God operates. Here it is, they are coming to kill him. He doesn't know. He left. He learned from those other folks that were left behind who, they weren't in danger, but they observed what was going on. They're the ones who took him to the airport. And they say, well, so and so, they were coming with guns for you. But he was already gone. What I am saying to you was he was as bold as lion, go where he's supposed to go, and God protected him in this case. The steadfastness, ladies and gentlemen, of our faith leads us to salvation of our souls. That's what 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9 is telling us. This is going to be the end. How is it going to work out? The steadfastness of our faith leads to salvation of our souls. 1 Peter 1, 9. You can read it. So with this testimony then, and ladies and gentlemen, of our faith, let us rejoice. Yes, the lawless days are here. But we're not going to back down. We're going to be as bold as a lion. We're going to go forth with the good news. We're going to share the good news. And as many as God allow us to see, we will go and see them. Because Jesus is coming soon with our reward. And there's only one question left. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to stop right here and we will continue our teachings another time.